Rise and shine, Atlanta. Today is the day. We will know who our initial 53-man roster is, and then it'll change multiple times within probably 12 hours.
Yeah.
My name is Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbill. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. He's been through this a few times himself. Mr. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Queen of Tofu, the leader of Uber Negative Steve and Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack. And we've got the Drake Stan, the creepiest wave in the history of waving, and the worst top five list of all time, Mr. Dylan Dylan Matthews, with a great smile, by the way. Good smile, Dylan.
Ding.
Good morning.
Hey,
it's
man,
a big day. It's a big day.
I wasn't sure if the monologue was over, but yeah, I was gonna say what's up.
No, not a monologue. It's an introduction. So thanks for misrepresenting it. Okay. Today's a big day.
It is a
for
big day
for the Falcons.
It's
for
top
a lot of people.
Tuesday.
Yeah, it is.
No, that's not what today is.
Could we call it an opening monologue, the way you do like award shows?
No, again, it's not a monologue. It's an introduction. I introduce you guys.
All right.
And then we all talk. If it was a monologue, I would take up the whole segment. I could do that if you want.
Okay. I don't know if that's a definition, but I don't want
to
talk about it.
I do it live, you know. So
I'm with Bo here. It's definitely an intro.
Shocker.
A monologue.
Shocker.
Again, I'm just on the side of fair and justice.
He only picks you when it's a trivia contest.
A monologue would be like Rome's opening rant. That's a monologue. Segment.
I'll give Dylan credit. He's just trying to hold the show together. He doesn't want the thing to fall apart.
Well, I mean, you're very hostile early. I'm not sure why.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. As he's staring at Dylan.
I was going to say, it's weird. You're not looking at me. Anyways, man. Yeah, what's going on? It is Top 5 Tuesday. I'm stoked about Top 5. I'm really, really excited about Top 5.
And so that's going to be happening at 7:40. Do you want to reveal what your Top 5
is? We'll go ahead and get it. So I almost did, because we were talking yesterday about scary movies. I almost did Top 5 scary movies. But I figured that was more of like an October.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I went for Top 5 movie villains.
Mm.
Yeah. And it was very hard. Let me just put it that way. Very, very tough.
I've already got holes in your list.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy.
And
that says more about you than it does about me. You don't know any of them.
I'm just going to assume, based on your movie knowledge, that you're leaving out some very good villains.
Yeah, definitely did. I actually honorable mentioned one that it's a movie I haven't seen, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to have to include this.
I've never known his name, but the villain from No Country for Old Men.
That's a good one.
It's quite possibly one of the greatest villains in a movie of all time. And believe it or not, I think it could be an underrated villain. I mean, I'm sure like Joker's number one on your list, you know, something like that. Maybe the Heath Ledger Joker.
So this is why what he's doing right now is the reason we don't ever talk about the 6 o'clock. Because he just can't stop. He can't stop talking about it.
That's why I don't give my list out until very late.
I want the suspense to go ahead and start building.
Yeah, we got to build anticipation.
Go ahead and build it up.
So why are you mad? Isn't that what I'm doing?
Well, you're going into it with a very closed mind. You're already assuming you
never
know what the list is, and you're poking holes in it at 6:07 in the morning.
How
dare you call me
closed
minded?
Nice, we should make him say something nice about somebody, because it has been a long morning for Bo already.
How?
I don't know. You came here fire and brimstone, baby. Like, before we even got on the air, you were talking trash about at least four other people.
He did compliment my smile, cities. So I will say that.
Dylan.
I only talk trash about people that deserved it.
I mean, it was literally, Mike goes, hey, do you remember so-and-so? And you go, oh, you mean the blank one?
The piece of blank? Yeah.
It those started
people,
early.
Those people there are pieces of blank. Oh,
I mean,
man.
It's all truth. Everybody knows it.
Well, the entire show today, we are going to be keeping tabs on cuts being made across the NFL as the deadline for cutdown day hits at 4 p.m. today. Of course, 7:40, Top 5 Tuesday. Mike is in control of his own game today. Thank goodness for that. Top movie villains, as he just revealed. And today we got to talk about the Falcons because, like Bo mentioned, we are going to see the official roster. But you said over the next 12 hours we'll see some changes. What kind of changes?
Well, you'll see guys make the initial roster, then put on the IR.
Got it.
I would expect that the McGarry news whatever it is coming down today. Mm-hmm. He'll make the initial 53, and then they'll either put him on long-term or short-term IR, depending on what they've seen from their follow-ups. I think Storm Norton could be going the short-term, depending on where he's at a week later after surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see someone signed. There's some guys that have been released already that could be signed here or at least talked to. So yeah, there's going to be some moves like that. And then you're going to see them try to, let guys get through the wire and then come back and sign them to the practice squad.
Yeah. There's the games that'll be played today. Bo was right. We'll get a 53 and then we'll get, four or five different changes over the mm-hmm. next 12 hours because of that. And then one of the reasons is because a lot of other teams are trying to play the same game we are, where they wait all the way until the last minute to announce the guys they've placed on waivers because they're trying to get them through the practice squad. So Atlanta has to look at that list and, maybe it's right at 4 o'clock when you've already told a guy, hey, you're going to be part of this or whatever. And you look back at it and you're like, ooh, that guy's pretty good that just got released up in Baltimore or Detroit or Philly or whatever it may be. And, maybe you want them, maybe you value them a little bit higher. So it's going to be, I would say, a painful few hours, obviously, for a lot of people. There are, NFL dreams that will be being put on hold today, which is unfortunate. But you brought it up. I've been through this a number of times. I would say every year I was in the league, actually, I was looking at this point going, God, I hope they don't cut me. I mean, it's
you
just
knew the first year you were good, though, right?
No, not necessarily. I mean, that was a third-round pick, but you just never know. You never know from that aspect. Second year, I definitely didn't know. Third year, definitely didn't know. Fourth year, I got injured, obviously, in preseason, was already on pretty much IR, and then I guess the last year is the same way, but it's a scary time.
So is this a day you are trying to avoid your phone, or is a meeting called? What kind of is the process there?
Yeah, there's no reason in avoiding the phone. It just is what it is. If you get that phone call and you have to head down there, I mean, I knew a bunch of people that went through it. I never had to visit with the coach in the office and get cut, but mm-hmm. a lot of my very best friends had to do it. And like I said, there's no reason to avoid it. Whether or not they tell you in person, they're going to release
right.
you. You might as well get the message face to face.
And when you went through training camp and everything, they did multiple cuts. So they would start with 90 and then have to get down to 75.
Yep.
And so if you ever seen the movie Invincible, Mark Wahlberg, right, where he's playing Vince Papale, and they're at camp and you hear the coach wants to see you. Mm-hmm. Bring your playbook,
yeah.
And then that's the same as getting that. Hey, we want to meet with you.
That's such a bad job. That's such a bad job.
They called him the Turk?
Yeah, the Turk.
That's what they called him. In the older days, they called him the Turk. Yeah. I think
it's we should do a top five list sometime of just worst jobs.
Worst job.
That's got to be one of the worst jobs.
Did you do an S? Did you do your projection? Did you do a projection of the roster?
I haven't, to a 53, no.
Yeah, I did. I did it earlier. And I've, I've triple-checked my math to make sure that I did it.
Right.
Do you want to know, I'm not going to tell you who, but do you want to know what my numbers even out to be?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, and I asked you, I said 27. I was going to land on 27 on defense. I'm curious if you were close.
Spot on.
Yeah.
27, 23, and 3.
Yeah.
So three specialists, kicker, punter, long snapper.
Last time I looked.
I ended up between, and I did it. I went through my chart and I was just like, who do I think's making it based on what I think,
mm-hmm.
what I've seen, and the obvious? And I'll give you this. I only kept three running backs. Maybe the surprise and where the controversy I think could be was who the third one is.
Sure.
I kept
absolutely.
I kept six edge guys.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
How many quarterbacks?
Dos.
Yeah. Mm. You had to. I mean, that's the only way the numbers. That's the only way the numbers added up for me.
You're not. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, I think when you start to look at it and you start to plan it out, we don't know who they're looking at on the waiver wire. That's really the thing. We can kind of guess on the numbers all we want to, but we're guessing on who we have in camp, not, not who it could be available out there. You know what I mean? But that's all you can do at this point.
The Kenny Pickett trade made it really easy for what they want to do. Like, the fact that Kenny Pickett is now in Vegas and that the Browns said, we're shipping him to Vegas, they're probably going to sign. If they want a fourth quarterback, they'll get Tyler Huntley to do it, most likely, if he clears. But the Pickett trade there, I think it makes it easy for the Falcons to be like, we can cut Easton Stick, and most likely he'll be back here. Because I think Easton Stick played really well, but you're not carrying three quarterbacks on a whim that you're going to basically trade Kirk Cousins at any point, because any trade that happens with him now looks like it won't happen until in the season starts. And then you just got to be very, you got to pay attention, because if someone gets hurt, you're going to have to basically sign Stick and cut somebody else immediately.
Yeah, I will say this. I thought Easton Stick played at about a B-minus level. And honestly, when there was two interceptions this preseason got overturned by penalties. And when it happened, I was thinking in the back of my head, I wonder if that's what would keep him off of another roster. Like, as weird as that is to think of it that way. It's almost like if he balls out too much in preseason, you're going, won't be able to hold on to him.
Well, his numbers look pretty good overall.
Yeah, they did. I think his numbers were somewhat surprising, to be real.
He made a couple of really bad decisions, but other than that, yeah.
I do want to get into the nitty-gritty of your predictions and different positions and everything that you have been thinking about. But real quick, are we going to get the news today about the Falcons roster? Do you think it's going to be in like one fell swoop, or is it going to trickle out?
You'll get a few early trickle, and then it'll just be boom. This is a 53. Like, it's always a few leak out, like a couple of big names, and then it just.
Hey, yo.
What did I say this time?
All right, coming up, we're going to hear from Raheem Morris on how tough making cuts like today is. Get into the nitty-gritty of Mike and Bo's predictions for this 53-man roster. All of that is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.